Blog Talk Radio.
What up, fam?
How you feeling?
We're back again.
Yes, sir.
I hit the earth like a comet invasion. Sand stands permanent, shine like Arthur Razor. You don't understand, I'm so amazing. Mental bullets be brazen, making Caucasian persuasions. Focus on the hip hop nation. My launch laser, angel dust. I'm rushing, crush MCs like the 86 Bears knees. Trap behind the fence, overstand. You can't catch rain because of your mere hesitance. Bridge drop, verbal eye, your eyes bloody. Book has sophisticated, like old Trinidad is playing Bucky. My verbal assault is filled with concrete words, and your mere words can never budge me. Unorthodox rhymes, contagion like chicken pox, you can't touch me. Y'all forgot real bad boys moving sounds. Got the machine catching my soul, ATM scanning my iris. My vocals rain for centuries like the soul of the siren. It's the CDC. The mirrors are releasing the virus, I can't tell. Just trying my best to fight my way out of hell. It's my own fucking fault, I'm one in 100,000 cells. Trying to repent, and still represent, and still get bit. And Lord knows my box is still filled with lint. Lord, how am I supposed to be the lords of the land? When the lords of my land keep trying to take the Lord out of my hands. And fill my heart with such wickedness. For my life, I can't get with this. My life is so intricate, filled with so many holes. Makes American cheese twist. This part of the game is this. I must have missed this part of the class. I'm trying to affect your brain with an analysis like a cigarette, true bad, keep writing. The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
Time to get up on your grind, put it in gear. The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
Introducing Harmon Ray G.
I'm Solo.
There is no faith more true or just than to know the things that are, to acknowledge things, for all things, to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Adin, amen, which translates into all praise be to amen. Good Hadukam in fam, you're tuned into another episode of Amani Speaks. I am your host, Amin Ray Minute Help. Today's episode is titled, Sesson has given me all power. The quote of today's show comes from the Netir Sesson, Book 18, verses 105 and 106. I actually wrote down Book 2. Anyway, it is Book 2, I'm sorry, verses 105 and 106, and it goes as follows. Therefore, I believe you and bear witness and go into the life and light. Blessed are you, O Father. Your man would be sanctified with you, as you have given him all power. And that will be the end of the quote. Yeah, I was thinking Book 18 because I wanted to start off the show by reading a couple of verses from Book 18. And this is the Virgin Mother Osset explaining to her son Heru the different portions of the elements that are mixed in bodies that makes up the nature of the things that are. It starts off from verse 189 and it goes as follows. Therefore, the soul remains indrawn on herself, borne down by the burden she supports, and the body is solid, inactive, and heavy, moving only with effort. But if the elements be all in just equilibrium, then the whole nature is ardent in its actions, subtle in its motions, fluent in its sensations, and of a robust constitution. Of the predominance of air and fire, birds are born, whose nature resembles that of the elements which generate them. Men are endowed with an abundance of fire united with but a little air, and of water and earth equal parts. This excess of fire becomes sagacity, seeing that intelligence is indeed a kind of flame which consumes not, but which penetrates. This predominance of water and earth with a sufficient admixture of air and but a little fire engenders beasts, those endued with more fire than the rest and more courageous. Water and earth in equal quantities give birth to reptiles, which being deprived of fire, have neither courage nor truthfulness, while the excess of water renders them cold, that of earth sordid and heavy, and the lack of air makes all their movements difficult. Much water with but little earth produces fishes. The absence of fire and air in them causes their timidity and disposes them to lie hidden, while the predominance of water and earth in their nature approximates them by natural affinity to earth dissolved in water. Moreover, by means of the proportional increase of the elements composing the body, is the body itself increased, and its development ceases when the full measure is attained. And so long, my beloved son, as equilibrium is maintained in the primitive combination and in the vapors arising therefrom, that is, so long as the normal proportion of fire, air, earth, and water remains unchanged, the creature continues in health. And I'll stop right there. Now, this is why I continuously say, while I continuously repeat from the Book of Life, that there is no good in the universe but Amen. Because Amen is strictly of Amen's own nature and nothing else. As in those few lines I just read from the intercessor, everybody that is on earth is made up of different portions of the elements, whether it be fire, air, earth, or water. We all have it, but in different degrees, and that's which, and those different degrees is what makes us a different species. And the soul, when it goes into the body, whether it be in a fish, a bird, a beast of burden, walking on land, such as a lion, bear, etc., or in a man, the soul becomes compounded with that mixture of those elements, which takes it out of its nature. Because we are souls. We as souls are out of our nature when we go into these bodies. The body is a burden to the soul. However, when we reach this stage of becoming men, I'm not talking about men the species, I'm talking about men the species. So whether we become man or woman, when we become human, this is graduation for the soul out of this three-dimensional reality. Or this is preparing the soul, I should say, for graduation out of this three-dimensional reality. We are beast because we take these bodies. But we are also mortal gods because we also have intelligence and speech. So therefore, we're caught in the world of Neter and beast when we take bodies as men and women, as humans. And so, when a soul takes human form, it becomes a mortal god, as what we call Neter are immortal men. When I take this form as a man, or when you take your form as a man or woman, whichever, when we become human, you know, there's an awful lot of power within us. But when we go into these education systems, which we nowadays call public education systems, doesn't matter where you're at on the earth, it's the same education system. They do whatever they can to make us forget these powers that are within us. And when we forget who we are and what we're here to do, all the powers that are in us begin to cut off. Right outside of us, we call them oligarchs, politicians, oligarchs, Illuminati, whatever. That's when they indoctrinate us into their programs and they begin to control our lives or control our very souls. They control us.
What up, fam? How you feeling? We're back.
Sorry about that. And them taking control of us is them controlling the powers that are within us. And we build the reality and maintain the reality that they prefer, that they like, that they can thrive in, and that they can continuously control us in. That's what we're doing here on the earth today. We live the beast reality. You hear me call that beast by names of Hellenistic people, Hellenistic minds, Hellenistic thought, the Hellenistic way. Hellenistic is just another word for the Grecian or Grecian way, however you pronounce it. Grecian, G-R-E-C-I-A-N. Being of Greece, that's what the word Hellenistic means. And when I kept saying that word over and over again, Hellenistic, Hellenistic, I kept saying hell. Wow, we are in hell. That's what I mean when I say that, because we are moving according to the Hellenistic program. And so I set this discourse out today. Sesson has given me all power. To merely say that we can break the Hellenistic programming. If we realize what's in us and begin to exercise and bring it out, that's what the word education actually means, to bring out what's in us. When we begin to bring the powers that are in us out into our and operating in our everyday lives, this Hellenistic world will fall like a dirty rag. So I come here to speak about those powers that Sesson has given us. And now I started out the show reading from the Neter Sesson to give men and women the idea of, you know, these bodies that we occupy right now is just a mixture of air, water, fire, and earth. And they're different proportions. And when that proportion is messed up, it's out of sync, that's when we get sick. That's when we are no longer healthy. But the health can be restored by bringing those elements back into balance, back into their original balance. A wellness coach taught me this a few years ago when I met her, when she told me that, she said, Reggie, remember that your body is an intelligent creation of the infinite intelligence of the universe. And the infinite intelligence don't make mistakes. Infinite intelligence did not create our bodies that they could not fix themselves if they went out of order. We just have to bring the elements back in for the body to fix itself. That's how we heal ourselves. And I know in this society that's called crazy. It's called crazy because they don't want to lose control of all the souls that are down on the earth right now. And losing control to them means losing our dependency on them and their system. Indeed, many of us depend on this system entirely too much because we ignore the powers that we have within us. And I was reading the book by Reverend Ra Dine, Amin Ra, Survival for Black Americans in the 21st Century. I mentioned it last week, where she puts out the information that the original autochthonous indigenous Americans are what they call today so-called black people. Some call us Negroes, colored people. Black people, which is something that was, we started calling ourselves in the 60s. You know, before my time, my parents' generation. And it's something that we still call ourselves today. And, of course, the Europeans invaded this land, stole it from our ancestors, enslaved our ancestors, and taught all of us that was born after that enslavement took place a false reality, a false history that instituted within us a false reality that we keep projecting out every day. Even to this day. I don't say that because I want y'all to think that these Europeans are, you know, so-called white people are so mighty and powerful, because they're not. They're only mighty and powerful to some people out there because they believe they are mighty and powerful. This is why the system of white supremacy, or I call the Hellenistic supremacy, rules the earth at this point in time. It rules the earth because we believe in it. You stop believing in it, it'll begin to fall. Personally, I stopped believing in it when my brother introduced me to Imani. And when not too long ago, when a friend of mine and I was talking, and she decided to give me the book that I just mentioned, that it opened my eyes even up more, that I have so much power within me, and I can change whatever obstacle is standing in my way. I can move it. You know, I go back to the sorcerer's text. They call it the Bible. And there's a quote in there with Jesus saying that if you have the faith of a mountain, mustard seed, the size of a mustard seed, that you can move mountains with that faith. And that's all I'm saying here. I say again that I call that the sorcerer's text because it was a text that was rewritten by sorcerers. I know it was the old ancient text. It's a conglomeration of a bunch of ancient texts that they just compacted into one story and put it in their language according to the way they want it told. And that's how they took over the earth with it. Yeah, I say took over the earth because Christianity is the most practiced religion in the world right now. I think it has over I don't know, 4 billion followers, something like that. And right behind it is Islam. Actually, they're going toe-to-toe. Both of them, I call them, their books, the Quran and the Bible, their sorcerer's texts. I call them both that. Because both of those stories were written by who that mean this world no good. They are not of the good, so they mean the world no good. And they're not of the good. I'm not just talking about people and making fun of them. I'm going into their nature. I'm following their story, their history. I know who they are. You know, in the sorcerer's text, they talk about there being two seeds here. Indeed, there is two seeds here. There's original man, and then there's the sorcerer's offspring. I mean, not the sorcerer, the deceiver's offspring. And in the deceiver's offspring is a bunch of sorcerers. And I don't say that to be nasty and just make calling names. That's not why I do that. But I actually do that because this is the truth being revealed. Eyes and see there is man, and then there's mankind or a kind of man. Again, it's not something I made up. Something that's been said to us every day. We're just not paying attention because our souls are not awake. You know, I often say on this show that this world is full of illusions. And then, you know, all this week when I used to read that other sorcerer's text called the Quran, and it says that this world is merely a world of sport and play. And when I read it back in the 90s, I didn't understand what it was saying. But I totally get it now. Now, you turn on the TV, especially on the weekends, what do you see? Grown men playing gang kid games. Playing with a ball on a court, going back and forth. Pass the ball back on this side of the court, pass the ball on that side of the court. A kid's game. And I hear grown men and women every day talking about these kids' games. You know, they're preoccupied with games of sport and play. Talk about nothing but things of sport and play. I hear people carry on, and in their conversations, they're talking about the cool TV shows. Sport and play, once again. Whether it's a TV series or some cable show, and I don't talk about them just to be taking shots at actors in their shows. Again, that's kid stuff. It has nothing to do about nothing to do with the actors. The actors are just people that practice a craft, and they like to get paid from practicing that craft. So they do shows because they believe fame and fortune is something like everyone else. So it's not taking personal shots at them. I don't know them, so I care less. But you got to come out of the games of sport and play the illusion of this world and realize the true powers within you. I know I was told one time that when we go to sleep, or when they say we go to sleep, that's really our minds awakening into the real. And when we wake up in this world, our minds go back to sleep, and we're back in the illusion. I always thought it was just the opposite. When we wake up here, we're in the real. This is the real. When we go to sleep, we're seeing illusions. That's just making made up stuff when we go to sleep. But that's actually when our body goes to sleep, our brain awakens. When our brain awakens, we are in the real. But when we come back to this world, when our body awakes, our brain or our mind goes to sleep, and we're back in the illusion. So this is the elusive world. This is the illusion. This is the world of sport and play. And when we believe in this world of sport and play, we completely cut off the powers that are in us, because we don't believe in ourselves. We completely cut the powers off within us, and the sorcerers in this world control us, giving us ideas of endlessly chasing paper, i.e. chasing money. Yeah, you need to chase money because you need money to pay bills. You need to pay bills to live comfortably. This is how the sorcerers control us in this world. Oh, well, while we're in this illusion, we have to make money to pay the bill to live comfortably. Okay, I've just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you would like to hear the rest of this on the phone, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. If you can't dial in, I will say first I'm in, secondly the world, thirdly man. For those on the phone and on playback, I will continue. So we see now that when we wake up every morning, that we are in an illusion. This world is an illusion. And the greatest illusions in this world is fame and fortune. I keep saying that. I keep saying that for a purpose, because it is. Those are the greatest illusions that the sorcerers created for us to keep chasing money and fame. And if you ask yourself the question, I'm sure you won't be able to contest it. If you answer it honestly, it's on your mind most of the time, fame and fortune. Now, fame and fortune are the illusions of this world. And with those illusions, when we chase those illusions, we cut off all the powers, natural powers within us. Mere fact that if we speak fame, fame will come into our lives just because we speak it. If we speak fortune, well, not speak, I'll take it even further and say if we think fame, it will come into our lives because we think it all the time. It's called law of attraction. We think fortune will come in our lives because we think of it all the time. We attract what we think. You know, they told y'all it's a secret, but it's not. It's mere law of attraction. We all have it. The secret is that they don't want us all to know that. Just those that they feel are worthy of the information, that's who they want to give it to. They say if you want to hide it, especially from the niggas, you put it in a book. Not that I think you are niggers, or you black people out there. I don't think that you're niggers, but this is what they say about us. Say, if you want to hide anything from the niggers, just put it in a book and they'll never find it because they don't read. I know the first time I heard that, I felt not begin reading. I know a nurse said to me one time, every time I see you, you're reading. I bet you nothing gets by you. Don't nothing get by you because you always reading. And I wasn't always like that. I then I'm in that I stayed alive long enough to realize that all my problems in this world is a result of not learning the things that are. And when I begin to learn the things that are, that's when all the powers in me begin waking up. They're not all woken yet. And I say that because I haven't changed the world yet, so they're not awakened yet. But I humble myself and say in due time, because I won't be able to do this alone. I need all of you to awake also. We all need to awake to destroy the atrocity going on around us called this Hellenistic world. You know, there are so many of us that would like beast rule to crash and burn. But so many of us have been miseducated to wait on something to drop out of the sky to save us from following the beast to ruin. Not realizing what we was waiting on is right inside of us. It's the powers that we carry right inside of us right now to wake them up. And I know when my wellness coach was speaking to me about nutrition a few years ago, it didn't dawn on me what she was talking about there. But she was introducing me to the powers that I had within me. When she said to me, Reggie, you just have to begin to put the correct things in your body, and your body will begin to heal itself. It's an intelligent design by the infinite one itself. The infinite intelligence gave us all power. All the powers within us. All the powers that created this universe. It's already within us. We just have to activate it. And that's when I realized that we are indeed surrounded by the sorcerers and their sorcery. And they do everything they can to distract us from the powers within us. And because we don't believe in ourselves, that's why the sorcerers keep winning. When you begin to believe in yourself and know yourself, and do what is within you, then you will be able to conquer the ghost spell the sorcerer has put on all of us, the sorcerers. It's more than one. It's not just one, it's more than one. It's quite a few of them out there. We're surrounded by sorcerers. I know I said a few weeks back that I didn't know there was a such thing as sorcerers. I thought it was something on a cartoon. On a Saturday morning cartoon. I didn't know they really existed. They've been around me all my life, trying to get me to disbelieve in myself and believe in them. Believe in their God and forget mine. Mine is a myth that I made up, but theirs is real. I'd say right now that it's quite the contrary. Mine's is very real, and theirs is the one that was made up. To the great power of this universe, indeed we are. The great power of the universe talked to us. Every time we put our bodies to rest and our mind awakens, the great power begins talking to us. It sends symbols. We call them dreams. And within those dreams, there are symbols. And most of us do not comprehend those symbols. That's why we don't comprehend the Creator talking to us. But I'll say it once again. Sesson has given you all power that you need to get through this life and resurrect out of here. Through this life means to regenerate in this life. And when you regenerate, and that thing they call death, it's not really death to all of our souls. It's not really death, because that means you vanish. Your soul doesn't vanish, just takes on a new form. Isn't that what happens to a butterfly when it takes on the form of a caterpillar? So the same goes with your soul. You just take on a new form. But if that form is trapped here in this three-dimensional reality, it becomes a demon because it completely goes out of its nature and becomes a demon. That's why it's important to resurrect out of here. But for now, let's not look at resurrection, because we must regenerate first. Look at regeneration. I explained regeneration last week, and as I was explaining it, I was like, wow, this sounds like creation. Well, it is. Concept. In the sorcerer's text, when it kept saying, we created this and we created that, let us make man in our image and our likeness, who do you think the us was? All of us souls, we are the us. Or we are the ones that, when it said we, it was talking about all of us souls with the rest of creation. Or the rest of the Neter. You know, we erroneously call them angels in English, not knowing what angels really are. The fallen ones are angels. We're not the fallen. Well, we are the fallen ones. When our souls take these bodies, we fall to this earth. But we are not damned with the fallen ones. We can rise up out of this back to our natural state. The fallen ones can't. They are damned to stay down here. That's why they are damned. Say it once again. Sesson has given me all power. And when I realize, not just me, I want to say Sesson has given us all power. So when we realize the powers that are within us, we will begin to practice a life that's dedicated to activating or reactivating these powers that are within us. When we reactivate these powers that are in us, we will rebuild this three-dimensional reality the way it was meant to function. So all of you out here that are sick, like me, can be restored. You got to bring the original elements back into alignment, back into its original alignment. Leave this stuff that's masquerading as food, but it's really not. But they say that it's food. This is the stuff that has taken us all out of alignment. Consuming this junk, where bust their companies, and at the same time rebuild our bodies again. And when your body is rebuilt and your mind is at ease, you can think about companies that you can build, rebuild this world into its original image and likeness. That's why we're all here. This is what we're all supposed to be doing. Not chasing the games of sport and play and the foolishness of foolish mortals. This is the stuff that we have to disengage with from our lives. We got to disengage with this stuff. And then we will begin to build the natural powers that are within us. First, I'm in. Secondly, the world. Thirdly,
that's it, man. Game over,
okay.
Man. It's game over.
Seven with my physical heaven. Manifest God like a reverend. It was done in the past. Blessed by the first and last. With the blind left side, I'm with the blast.